the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to another episode of the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC. All right, today we have special guests from the band Hollow Groves, Franklin and Oak. And now that restaurants are opening up, we went to visit Cole Patron down at Bricks and Mortar in Yaletown, and he performs there every Friday night. All right, I'm wearing a Rickshaw t-shirt today because we're going to talk about some of the online shows that are happening. And let's start off the show with Strange Breed. They have a show July 2nd to 4th at the Rickshaw. So let's check out one of their songs. Here's Closer on CJSF.
I think I'm closer to God, more than I've ever been. But even when he's at my door, I never let him in. I think I'm closer to you. Closer to you. think I'm closer than I've ever been. I think I'm closer than I've ever been. Never, never, ever, ever, never end. I think I'm closer than I've ever been. I think I'm closer than I've ever been. Never, never, ever.
That was Emily Molloy with Fade. So good, right? So check out her live on stream on demand at the Rickshaw July 9th to 11th. Just go to rickshawtheater.com for more information. All right, now we're going to check out this super cool shop called Old News Vintage and Vinyl, and we're going to visit Franklin and Oak. Let's check out their interview next.
Welcome, Franklin, to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, right on.
Please introduce yourself.
My name's Franklin Curry. I'm the writer and singer for Hollow Groves.
All right, and tell us about your band.
So Hollow Groves, yeah, we're kind of an outlaw grunge act out of Mission here. Just a little three-piece, and we're writing songs about old-timey stories of outlaws and having a lot of fun.
Cool, and how did you meet Oak?
So Oak I really met through the local music scene here out in the valley. Of course, you know, it's a tight-knit community, so you end up, everyone kind of knows everyone, you got a bunch of mutual friends, and eventually me and Oak, you know, bumped shoulders and did a few shows together locally, and the rest is history. Now we're playing together all the time.
Hi, my name is Oak. I play drums in Random Dander and Hollow Grove. We're at my record store right now, having a crazy Saturday.
Perfect. And you're going to give us a little tour after this interview. And let's pick one of the songs. Is there a song that you like?
I gotta say, I like all of them.
You like all of them?
But,
okay.
But yeah, our newest single is called Full Speed Ahead.
Yep.
And that's just kind of a rock and roll tune about, you know, jumping on your motorcycle and getting the heck out of Dodge.
Cool.
As long as it's a vintage motorcycle, of course.
Yeah. And how did you come up with that song?
Just conceptual ideas of skipping town on a bike and the freedom of just giving up on some of the stresses of everyday life and hitting the road for a while. Just sort of, I think, something we all think about sometimes.
Oh, let's ride. Let's ride.
t-shirts, I got rock t-shirts like crazy.
Yep.
I got all the classic rock and pop you could ever need.
Okay, vinyl.
Lots of vinyl. I got cassette tapes, I got CDs.
Cassette tapes? Wow, and people buy them?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
What's cool is I get lots of local bands sending me cassette tapes now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And what are these little trinkets on the shelves here?
And that's kind of part of the vintage, part of the old news, vintage and vinyl. I get a lot of old toys and nostalgia, basically.
And are these for sale or are they just for your own
decoration? No, it's all for sale.
Oh, wow.
Everything's for sale. Where else are you going to get a 70s skateboard? I mean, hell.
Wow.
Need a death trap.
That is vintage.
I got original tour posters and just all sorts of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Flags. Cool Led Zeppelin flag.
Nice.
I haven't seen that in a while, I'm sure. Yeah, I just like keeping things moving.
Yeah.
Making people happy.
Cool. We got customers just checking out some albums here.
Part of my Saturday mess.
Say hi.
Say hi.
It's my go-to place.
This is go-to place. Perfect.
Best place in Mission right here.
Wow. And then how often do you get new stuff?
All the time.
Really?
All the time.
Okay, so people can come every now and then just to check up.
Just, I sometimes sell stuff before I even get to post it. I'll be taking pictures and someone will walk in, I'll take all of those Iron Maiden. I'm like, yeah, okay. It happens.
Oh,
but yeah,
nice.
If you're a regular, you get to score out more often for sure.
There you go.
That's
okay,
sure.
And maybe tell everyone what's the address. How do we get here?
Come out to Mission. I'm on the first block behind Tim Hortons. And you go in between Magnolia's Flower Shop and Bee Thai Cuisine. And we're in the Oak Mall Breezeway.
Have you had any famous people come in?
Not really. I get a lot of like local bands and just, you know, awesome people.
Yeah.
Heck, what's his name? Bob Rock's old recording partner. The guy that did Modernettes and... Oh, what the heck's his name? Anyway, I see a guy taking pictures of some records and I'm like, oh yeah, man, cool. He's like, I just want to show my wife something I did is worth something. I'm like, holy shit, who are you? Rob Thomas, I think.
Okay.
I'm super bad with names. I'm on the spot right now. But he used to produce records with Bob Rock back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And he ran Quintessential Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Super cool guy. I just had no idea who he was at first, so that was a cool day.
Cool. And let's see your shirt, because I'm pretty sure you designed it.
I sure did.
It's your 5-year anniversary.
Yeah,
shirt.
To help pay the rent during COVID when I wasn't allowed to be open, I decided to do a new design and sold over 100 of them.
Yeah.
Paid my rent for a couple months.
So how much is a shirt like that?
The hoodies are 60.
Yep.
The t-shirts are 20 and the long sleeves were 30.
And you also helped to do the Wham Bam East Fan logo.
Yes, I
sure
did.
Thank you so much.
That was sure fun.
Awesome. Woo! Yeah, so like...
I'd love to have that on a shirt.
Yeah. So when we do get shirts, I will definitely give you some.
Right on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan show.
Thank you.
and that was Oak's other band called Random Dander with their song Smooth Moves. All right. After the interview, we're all kind of chatting away there, and Oak told us a funny story of this random guy just jumping up on stage. So check out this smooth move. It's baby bottom smooth.
Last summer, we had a pantsless guy just bring his bongos on stage and just start going, and we're like,
that was one of the guys, right? And it was wicked. What did I tell you?
Whoa,
he was pantsless with
a single dreadlock that went past his butt. It was amazing. Like, who is this guy? But he's holding his own up there.
That's so cool. So it turned into a free for all.
Yeah, you never kick anyone off stage. I don't care what you're doing. No. You want to pantless play bongos anytime.
You hear that, folks? Anytime.
Anytime.
Next, we're going to go visit Cold Patron down in Yale Town at the Bricks and Mortar restaurant after the break.
Hi, I'm ready to go.
You're hiking in that?
Of course. It's such a beautiful day, and I didn't want too many layers because I would only have to carry them.
You do realize these are mountains, right? It can go from sun to snow, and the paths are pretty rough and rocky. Maybe too much for flip-flops.
I'm pretty sure I'm prepared. I saw a picture of the hike on Instagram. Everyone wants to enjoy the outdoors. Just remember the 3 T's: trip plan, train, and take the essentials. Being unprepared could lead you to a situation where you need help, like from the North Shore Rescue, a community-based search and rescue team that provides life-saving services. For tips on how to prepare for a hike, book an info session, or to donate, visit their website at www.northshorerescue.com. That's www.northshorerescue.com.
Alright, Mariachi and Rock Virtual Fest is happening June 26th at 6 p.m. It's a free show, folks. That's right, a free show. And then also the same day, you can check out the DOA concert. That one's $15 plus tax. Just go to rickshawtheater.com. Alright, now let's go visit Cole.
Hey, hello, Cole Patron.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
Nice to meet you, finally.
Happy summer.
So tell us about yourself.
Okay, tell you about me. I play music, play guitar, I play here at Bricks and Mortar every Friday night. We always get a great crowd. We take requests every time I'm here. It's a lot of fun. Some nights it's jazz, some nights it's Latin, other nights it's Motown, a little bit of everything. But we always get a great crowd, and it's, as much of Vancouver knows, this is one of the best restaurants and venues here in town, and it's just a great atmosphere. So come and join us. Yep. Every Friday from 6:30 to 9:30.
Awesome. And then you're playing by yourself with your guitar.
Yes.
You also play in a band?
I do play in a band when the moment calls for it, when the situation calls for it, like on New Year's Eve, or if it's a wedding and it's a larger venue or bigger crowd. So it depends. So I've got my roster of friends and musicians who I play with. But most of the time I'm playing solo shows.
Right.
I'd say about 90% of the time I'm doing solo shows. But I love playing with a band because it's just something different and mixes it up a little bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So you're from the Caribbean?
I grew up in Puerto Rico. Uh-huh. My dad is American. My mom was Nicaraguan.
Okay.
I'm a Canadian resident. I've been here 10 years now, on and off.
Nice.
Yeah. I live a few blocks from here in Yale Town.
Perfect for you, yeah.
I absolutely love it here. So I consider myself Canadian right
now.
So
oh, for sure.
This is home.
Yeah, 10 years, you're good.
Yes. And I love it here. I love the culture. I even like the rain.
It's a little bit rainy right now, you can see. Yeah. Just a touch, right?
Just a touch. Just a reminder that we're here in Vancouver.
That's right. And then the weather in the Caribbean, I guess it's always
one season. No, two seasons. Hot and hotter.
Hot and hotter,
two seasons.
Okay, but do you ever go back to visit? Or?
I do. It's been a while since I've been back there. Most of my family now is kind of scattered all over.
Okay.
But I really do enjoy when I do go back. It's a special place.
Yeah, and did that, the music, did that influence you?
Absolutely. So the big music style down there is salsa,
yes,
which has a sort of a syncopated beat. The bass notes are kind of on the offbeat. And that is very much in my style of playing guitar. I play very percussively because I'm alone, so I've got to sort of be a one-man band.
Right.
So when I play the bass notes and the drum parts on the guitar, I find myself going back to that little bit of that salsa sort of style, which is very syncopated. It's not straight. It's more kind of on the offbeat.
I like the dancey stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I love it. I haven't played in a salsa band. I speak Spanish. But I love the music. I love listening to it. Wish I could dance to it, but that's for another day.
All right, well, we'll try to get some dance moves from Cole on another interview. Okay, I was going to ask you about your song. Should have, would have, could have. Yeah. So tell us about that song.
You know what inspired that was the story of Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles.
Yes.
Where Paul McCartney. Get you up on stage. And Paul McCartney talks about, you know, Father McKenzie in one verse and then Eleanor Rigby in another, and then he ties them all in at the end. Well, that was kind of the inspiration for this story. And in this, in Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, I write about a banker, a barber, a sailor, and a soldier in each verse. And all four of them have some regret that they should have, would have, could have. And the song kind of wrote itself after I had the idea. The hard part a lot of times is getting that first idea and then kind of just takes over on its own after that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to play for you a song I wrote called Should've, Would've, Could've.
1, 2, 3. Busy little banker saving all the money just to retire to somewhere nice and sunny. When they find their youth is gone, what will they do with all that? Another round, that way he can guarantee someone will keep him company. If they would have done what they could have done, oh, so many things had they only begun. Yeah, should have, would have, and could have done more. Now they'll never know what they might have become, and now they know. Should have, would have, could have. A decorated soldier polishing his medals. He lives alone, he never really settled. Now that he's an officer, everybody calls him sir. The sad local barber reads an old love letter. For 20 years he thought it would get better. He should have told her all his plans, but now she's with another man. If they would have done what they could have done, oh, so many things had they only begun. Yeah, should have, would have, and could have done more. Now they'll never know what they might have become, and now they know they should. The many things they might have been.
sailor and the soldier. They didn't live until they were much older. When they were much younger men, they should have, would have, could have been. If they would have done what they could have done, oh, so many things had they only begun. Yeah, should have, would have, and could have done more. Now they'll never know what they might have become. And now they know they should have, would have, could have. And now they know they should.
Song I wrote for my father, who was my hero. He passed away in a few years ago.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Thank you. And I wrote a letter to him after he passed away. And the letter turned into a song, and the name of the song is See You Again.
When I was young, I thought I knew all the answers. Made up the rules on my own. I couldn't wait to jump at all the right chances, just to get away from home. Running as fast and as far as I could, I had to be on my own. Just for a moment I felt, just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Wish I could change this heavy heart left broken, leaving me lost and blind. Wish I could say the many words not spoken. I wish I could turn back time. Feeling too proud and so full of myself, ashamed to say I need you. Just for a moment I felt, just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Your gentle ways made a tough love be tender. You made the man I've become. And all you gave will always make me remember a father's love for his son. Just for a moment I wish we could talk, so I could say I love you. Just for a moment I felt, just for a moment I wish I could see you again. Although I tried, I know that I never let you see what I felt inside. And through the years, I thought in time I'd forget you. I'm only fooling myself.
Thank you. Mount East Van Show.
Thank you very much, Linda. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to listening to your show and seeing you again soon.
Awesome. Wham, bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, I say to myself, what a wonderful world.
And what a wonderful world indeed. That's right, folks, there's light at the end of the tunnel. All right, next we're gonna play Kaylee Fleming, and she has a concert June 19th. Yes, June 19th, Got Pops concert. It's $10, just go to showpass.com for more information. And yeah, we're gonna play her song, Compassion Machine, right here on CJSF.
Thank you. and that music video was filmed in the Commercial Drive neighborhood by the one and only R.D. Kane. All right, now let's get to some more music after the break.
Hi, I'm Brent Morrison, the host of The Rock and Blues Show, broadcasting 2 hours of the best in rock and blues music every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at CJSF 90.1 FM. From Albert King to ZZ Top, we delve into almost 90 years of recorded blues music, featuring big guitars, powerful vocals, and driving rhythms. From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, across two oceans and two hemispheres, we play the music that gave birth to almost all modern music. As Muddy Waters said, the blues had a baby, and they named it rock and roll. I hope you'll tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 for a music experience unlike any other.
Oh,
Tokes. All right, did you check out the guy in the video? He was wearing a rickshaw t-shirt. Yeah, I just love it how we all support each other. Yeah, love the city. Okay, so Holy Tokes, Sonic Break, and Bong Chow, they have a online show June 19th at 8 p.m. Just go to vticksonline.com and you can get tickets there. All right, so support, support, support. Yay! Okay, that's it, guys. So I want to thank all of my guests, Hollow Groves, Cole Patron. Yeah, thank you so much. And I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Medi. All right, we're going to end the show with Unleash the Archers, Juno Award winner. Yeah, I'm so proud of them. All right, we'll see you all next week. Bye.
The Juno Award for Metal Hard Music Album of the Year goes to Unleash the Archers.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. So thanks so much to everyone in the Academy that voted for us. You're way too kind, seriously. Thanks to our families for supporting us all these years. Thanks to Jackson and Roxy for putting up with us. Thanks to everyone that made Abyss a success. Maurizio and Steph at Hard Impact. Jacob Hansen, Rod Scobie for all the amazing music videos. Bo Bradshaw, Adam Burke, Shimon Carmel, Adam and Danny at RuneGate, Ben R. Scott, Napalm Records, and all of our fans. Seriously, you guys are the reason we are here. Thank you so, so much. We love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham, bam, East Band.
I don't mind if it sounds really sketchy. I kind of want it to sound really collagey and sketchy. Okay, so,
if you're
going to
collage it, you
should
probably need a little
bit more.
Yeah, I'll give you more.
Welcome to the mountain.
Mom!
I come from the mountain. From CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, from the top of Burnaby Mountain. The show where the music department of CJSF takes you through some of the new releases, sound, music, discussions, all the new releases, music and albums, music, all the new sounds and sounds of the music library up in Burnaby Mountain. Listen at 90.1 FM on the dial or at cjsf.ca. Every Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.